Hey there. So we're talking about how to exercise if you're overweight. I'm doing a little series on that, and I want to reiterate, and just encourage that if you are overweight, you definitely going to go to the gym, definitely going to go learn your martial arts, definitely going to go to yoga, whatever it is. You definitely need it, even more so than the skinny people who are doing it. And I promise you, you're going to get props from the people who are there seeing the fat guy or chubby gal working hard, okay? Every time, and I'm not the most fit person in the world, but every time I see somebody who looks like they've never set their foot but this one time in the gym, I see them in there busting their butt, I think, God bless. Good work, all right? So you're not alone. You have support. Nobody's judging you harder than you're judging yourself. I promise you that. So Qigong, we're going to talk about Qigong and being overweight. So I have had experience in life with patients who can't get up and move around. And that's really serious. That is a serious risk to not only yourself, but also to your family members. And I just want to share what to do in that situation. If you can't get up and move around, do all these vivacious things, Kung Fu and Tai Chi and all that, what can you do sitting down, laying down? Well, the answer is just that. Whatever it is, go online, find a Tai Chi form you want to learn, find a yoga class you want to go to, or a lot of the YMCAs have like remote learning yoga where you know, in the light of the pandemic, where you can go and tune into a yoga class. This is what you're going to do. Whatever it is that you can do in your bed, you're going to do exactly what you see in the screen, but you're going to modify it for your bed. Or you're going to tell the practitioner, the teacher of that thing that you're trying to learn. You say, I want to learn, but I'm stuck in bed. And guess what? You're going to get benefit from it. I promise you. As long as you stay diligent. Okay? Also, if you are completely out of shape and you're going to these classes, yoga, Tai Chi, martial arts, weight room, aerobics class, aqua aerobics, whatever it is, or even if you can't physically go, but you're showing up from your bed, you're showing up from your hospital bed, you're showing up for your home, from your home bed, whatever it is, if you're showing up and you really don't have any range of motion and mobility, guess what? You already win the award for hardest working. You start off in the lead for hardest working because you have the greatest barrier to entry. For the skinny, you know, whoever's who are in their tight yoga pants and, you know, the young and the good looking, if they're going and they're getting there and they're overcoming the resistance that they have, well, guess what? Their legs working, they're getting them there. So their barrier to entry is lower. Plus, they also have probably the built-in routine to do it. So they practically open their eyes and they wind up there. The habit is so deeply ingrained. And if that's not the case for you, or you're stuck at home, or you've had that habit broken by injury, you've fallen into the hospital, fallen on bad health, I'm so sorry, and I really hope we can help you get better as quickly as possible. But if you're still showing up to these classes and doing that work, oh man, you are starting off in the lead of hardest working student for that class. And if you can just keep that mindset, I promise you, hold on to that mindset as long as possible, that in the inevitable passage of time, you'll look back in 1 month, 3 months, a year, and you'll say, wow, look at where I was a year ago. Unbelievable. So I'm here in Hawaii, and I moved here almost a year ago to the day. In about a week or 10 days, I'm going to be coming into my 1 year anniversary of having lived here. And that's a really big time for me because I'm looking back and I'm seeing the habits that I've created or broken in the last year. And I see some habits that I've broken that I'm like, yeah, that was really great. And I'm seeing some habits that I've built just through repetitive action and the inevitable passage of time that I'm like, yeah, I wish maybe I hadn't done that, or maybe I can change that. And there's no reason to beat yourself up over that. It is a natural part of living. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But if you recognize that you need to change and you choose not to change, then you're not being true to yourself. Then you're being what's known as a hypocrite, knowing one thing but choosing to do another thing. And it says that even in the Bhagavad Gita, that to know one thing and do another is hypocrisy. And I don't mean that to be a value judgment on anybody, but just kind of in the definition of the word. Okay, so what we do is we look at the things we got to change, and we change them. It's that simple. There's no reason to beat ourselves up over it. But you know what? If you do feel crappy, annoyed with yourself, depressed, angry at yourself, use that. That's your motive tool. That's the stuff that makes artists great artists. That's the stuff that is the fuel for change. And if you feel like crap for doing things that you know you should have done differently, then you can harness that to be potent catalyst for change. So don't worry about it. You're going to change. Change is inevitable anyway. And in the inevitable passage of time, if you have the right rhythms and you have the right habits in place, just by virtue of showing up and doing that thing, in the inevitable passage of time, you will experience profound change. Okay? And that is a principle of living. You see that it's a Kung Fu principle. You see that in Kung Fu, which means basically the study of practice and time and how achievement mixes with accurate practice and time to produce an outcome. That's basically the formula. You'll notice, you'll see that it's kind of a principle of life, okay? So you see that in personal development circles, they talk about that principle. You see that in Buddhism and Taoism, they talk about those principles. In martial arts, yoga, they talk about those principles. In business development seminars, they talk about these principles. They're some of the underlying forces of life that we, and you want to talk about natural medicine. I want natural medicine. Well, we are using the forces of nature, time and gravity, towards creating change. Now, if you're in bed, you may be struggling against gravity. You may be struggling to get up. If you're overweight, you may be struggling with gravity. And that is your fight, okay? That's your fight, and we're going to help you. We're going to help you get out of that, okay? One of the keys to doing that is just what I put forth in this video. You got to show up to these classes, and you got to be willing to make a change and say, okay, well, if everybody's doing this on the ground, I'm going to adapt it and do it in the air. You may have to do it upside down. You got to get creative. But you know what? You're the infinite power of the creative. So there you go. You got the infinite power behind you, backing you up. Okay? So you can do it. If you have questions, you want to know more, you want to hear us talk about specific stuff, reach out, give us a shout, share this with somebody who you think might need to hear it or might benefit from it. Thank you so much for listening. And bye-bye.